Saturday, Sunday was the third day. But all these years before that, I wondered, how was Friday to Sunday 3 days?
It's not, because if he says 3 days and three nights, that's 72 hours. So you got to say, if Jesus meant what he said, Wednesday. We have teachings on it. He died on Wednesday. That year, there was a high Sabbath. There was Friday, and then the regular Sabbath. He rose on the Sabbath because he is the Sabbath. We're not Saturday keepers either. We used to belong to man-made religion denominations, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, all these different ones out there. They're made of man. We left them when we started studying the scriptures and seeing that they don't line up. So we are for the pure, full Word of God. Through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through a willing heart that has repented and been born again. And so that's what we encourage people. Take a break from all these Sunday churches or Saturday or whatever they are.
I'm not too big. I don't go every Sunday. I do what I believe. Like, you know what I mean?
That's good.
I believe that I'm the church. Us, the people, as we get together, we're the church.
The people are, yep. The
ecclesia. And it should just be a Sunday.
Exactly. Right. And so good for you for not going. I would say stop going altogether. Stop taking influence, religious influence from people, and you and God and the Holy Spirit start digging in it. After a couple months, you're going to see clear. You're going to look at those places and go, wow, I didn't believe I was following all those lies.
I'm going to look into your stuff because I wondered that on 3 days and three nights. So honestly, I've wondered about that for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
And I started going, and I did healing school here in Brazil, but they moved it down to Lori. I've watched people be healed. You know, I've filled up with the Holy Spirit. I've watched them, but there's other things I just can't figure out.
Right. I'd be very careful about any experiences you got from those churches because they're made of Satan. They're not biblical.
Okay.
See, Revelation, the book of Revelation says in two different chapters, if you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. I can tell you every single denomination or non-denomination or fringe group has way more than one lie. So examine yourself. Your soul is on the line. Yeah, you see that it's right. Yeah. Keep going. And I want to encourage you. Don't listen to people when they're like, oh, you're fine. All you have to do is just believe. Your soul is on the line. This is between you and God. You can't take anybody with you, right? So keep digging. And if you stop digging, God can take that light from you because there must be something going on in you. He can take it from
there's
and give it to someone else. You don't want that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, I appreciate you. I'm going to look into this.
Our email's on there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to help you on that. We got our brothers out here, too. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
It was
so
nice
much.
Talking to you. Take care. Test yourself. We love you.
Bye.